Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Club Montmartre in Copenhagen. That's Don Byas from 1964 on the Fontana record label, the album The Big Sound, 30th anniversary album, and it featured Byas on the tenor saxophone, Ben Taxon on piano, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass, William Schopfer on the drums, and that was, of course, Night in Tunisia. Welcome, this is Pete Evans, this is Spinning Jazz. We're heading back to 61 and an album that came out actually not till 1970 on Blue Note Records. It's Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, the classic lineup of Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt on the bass, and Art Blakey at the drums. And this is an album that featured all the compositions by the fantastic Wayne Shorter. What a composer, as well as a great saxophonist he was. And this is The Backsliders. Stick around till 11. I've got some great records for you between now and then.
We'll be right back.
1975, Muse Records, the album Lucifer. That is Kenny Barron, a tune called Spirits, and you heard Kenny Barron on the keyboards, his brother Bill Barron on the soprano saxophone, James Spaulding was on alto sax and bass flute, Charles Sullivan on the trumpet, Carlos Alomar on guitar, Chris White on bass, and Billy Hart was playing the drums. And we're heading back to 58 now and London, and an album that came out on Vox Records. It's an American pressing. I think it came out in the UK on a 10-inch album. This is a 12, and it is Eddie Thompson with his trio and quintet. This is a quintet track, and it's Johnny Mandel's Passport to Pimlico, and it features Eddie Thompson on piano. Johnny Scott is on flute. Tubby Hayes playing the vibes. Arthur Watts on bass, and Jackie Duggan is on the drums. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans at Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
Mercury Records from 1955, Brown and Roach Incorporated, and a fantastic reading showing off Clifford Brown's fantastic lyrical trumpet playing of Ghost of a Chance. We heard Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach on the drums, Richie Powell on the piano, and George Morrow was playing the bass. We're heading to the Imperial label next, and an album by Warren Marsh's quintet called Jazz of Two Cities. And this is a tune written by Ted Brown called Smog Eyes. I think it must be referring to Los Angeles. Anyway, this is Ted Brown on tenor saxophone, along with Warren Marsh, also on tenor sax. English pianist Ronnie Ball is on this one. He'd only been in America for about 4 years at the time. Ben Tucker on bass. Jeff Morton is playing the drums. We'll be right back. Folks Who Live on the Hill, given a 1972 treatment by Bobby Hutcherson there from his album Natural Illusions on Blue Note Records. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with an organ groover, quite literally. The album is called Grooving with Jug, and it's Gene Ammons on tenor saxophone, Richard Groove Holmes on the organ, Gene Edwards on guitar, and Leroy Henderson is playing the drums. This album came out in 1961, originally on the Pacific Jazz label. This is a Vogue UK pressing in glorious mono. And yes, of course, it goes without saying that from 10 till 11, we've still got another hour of great jazz vinyl to play for you. I hope you can stay with me here on Sheffield Live. It is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans each and every Sunday morning between 9 and 11. Thank you.
We'll be right back.